What is your favourite type of apple? There's Granny Smith's, Fuji's, or the good old Pink Lady, which I increasingly find just a little sweet. Or maybe you look for something a little fancier. Chances are, though, that we're all choosing from the same small pool of apple varieties. But did you know that just in Australia, there are hundreds of different types of apples and they're growing in popularity? Brenton Courtman is the president of the South Australian Rare Fruit Society. Brenton, welcome.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
How many apple varieties are out there and how many are easily available to us?
Sure. There's upward of about 200 apple varieties, probably between 200 and 300 in Australia, but there used to be 2,000. And as you know, from the supermarket, there's really only seven or eight that people would be probably familiar with, even if they're familiar with that many.
So what are some of the lesser known apples you wish we were more familiar with?
I really wish people would be able to taste something like a Freiburg, which is looks a little bit like a Golden Delicious, but has a passion fruit pineapple flavour. I've got a very small apple called Golden Harvey, which was from the 1600s. It's a little tan brown apple that's covered in russet, which is like a thick patching over the skin. It's what I call beautifully ugly, but it's very sweet, but very sour at the same time with a hint of aniseed. And that's the sort of taste that people are missing.
Wow. I just want to get my hands on one of those now. It's not just about snacking. Different apples have different purposes, right?
Right, yeah. So the other thing is we've completely lost our cooking apples. I've got about 150 apples, apple varieties in my property, in my orchard. But while we'd have probably 30 cooking apples, most people are just familiar with Granny Smith. But if you want to cook in the oven, for example, you want to bake an apple, then you can use an apple like Wellington or striped beefing, which is another one, which is a drier apple that won't pop in the oven. Apple pie, you can use something like a Sturmer Pippin that's going to hold its shape through that pie. We've lost that sort of variability.
So at the supermarket, in some ways there are more varieties of apples than there are of lots of other fruits and vegetables. Why do you think we need more of them?
Well, that's the really interesting question is how we got to the current apples we have today. The apple genome is one of the most complex in the fruit world. And, you know, as I said, there used to be 2,000 varieties. Where we've got to these is because railways, for example, changed what we did. So if you go back to 1900, there was probably 2,000 apple varieties being grown. And they were sold locally, mainly transported. But now we transport to, you know, someone growing in the Adelaide Hills has to transport to Broome or Brisbane or Tokyo even. And consequently, that apple needs to be a certain texture and type. And then in the sort of 20s to 30s, we had cold storage come in, which is now controlled cold storage. So air is excluded. They're sprayed to not break down. They're kept cold. And that has led to a sort of hard, crisp type apple that's very one-dimensional.
Over the last couple of years, some people have found time to turn to their gardens. Have you noticed more people looking to plant some of those rarer varieties that they can't find in the shops?
Definitely. The initial sort of stages of the COVID pandemic, I think we had a drop off of interest. But in the last year and a half, there's so many people that are really interested in, you know, that they... I take apples to market, to a local market, and people come in and say, I've never heard of that apple. Or, what is that? What shape is that? What is that sort of apple? And it's when they taste the flavour that you start to get people to say, I'd like to put that tree in, or I want to grow heritage apples.
Such an interesting topic. Thank you so much for coming on the show and talking all things apple.
All the best.
Brenton Courtman, the president of the South Australian Rare Fruits Society.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.